Thanks to each and every one of you for visiting our webpage today. I'm Brother Bob, and I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil world, according to the will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. I'm glad that you're looking for answers and seeking for the truth. God will certainly provide answers to those who genuinely desire the truth. Possibly at some time during the course of this day, you have tuned into a newscast, or possibly you've taken time to read a newspaper, and I'm convinced of one thing. I'm satisfied that this world has gone crazy. I can't watch a newscast. I haven't sat and watched the news, as it's called, in many years, because I found out that it's more propaganda than it is news. And all of that disaster and killing and bloodshed and war, you say, Brother Bob, don't you want to know what's going on in this world? I read my Bible, and it tells me what's going on in the world, because God hasn't changed, man hasn't changed, and things will continue along this downward course until Jesus Christ comes again. I do glance in a newspaper from time to time, and I find that very depressing. I find it very discouraging to see what terrible shape things are in. But there's bad news everywhere you look, unless you look in the Bible, and then you find out that there is bad news and good news. First of all, the bad news. The Bible says all have sinned, Romans 3:23. There is none that doeth good, no, not one, Romans 3:12. But then the good news. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, 1 Timothy 1:15. Now the bad news is that all are sinners, but the good news is that sinners have a Savior in Jesus Christ. The bad news. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. That's Ezekiel 18:4. The wages of sin is death. That's Romans 6:23. And that's bad news. But the good news is that God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's Romans chapter 5 and verse 8, and that is good news for that sinners like you and I have a Savior. That's Jesus Christ. He made a way for our salvation by dying for us on the cross at Calvary. Now, the bad news. No one can earn salvation. The Bible says, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. Titus 3:5. The good news is that while we cannot earn salvation, God gives salvation. Ephesians 2:8 says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. The bad news, all are condemned. This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. John 3:19. But the good news, Jesus Christ frees from condemnation. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That's Romans 8:1. Bad news, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 20, verse 15. But the good news, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's John 3:16. The bad news, We cannot find the way alone. The Bible says the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. That's 1 Corinthians 2:14. The good news, Jesus said, saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14:6. Well, what about the ultimate bad news? Jesus said in Matthew 25:41, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. The ultimate good news in Matthew 25:34, come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. The gospel simply means good news. Jesus said, repent ye and believe the gospel in Mark 1:15. The good news that though a sinner condemned, a sinner bound for hell, anyone listening to my voice right now could be saved, can be saved, if they'll just put their faith and trust in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Savior, and He'll save you if you'll trust Him. Would you do that today? Simply speak to Jesus in prayer and say, Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner deserving of hell, but I thank you that you paid for my sins with your own blood on the cross at Calvary, and that you offer me forgiveness of all my sins. I come to you with a repentant heart and ask you to be my personal Savior, because I believe you are the Savior of the world. Thank you for saving my soul.